This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You black mother... I just saw you on Fox. Your mama, your daddy, and your grand-ancestors should be shaming your black... You are a disgrace to society. You f***ing sellout, you black mother... And I hope to God that one day your f***ing words come to haunt you, you black son of a...
They love me. Welcome, everybody, to Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Hope you had a great weekend. Man, so I was on TV talking about Starbucks, and I keep telling you guys, I talk about basic common sense stuff, and this is what you get. By the way, I got a couple other messages. I get people talk. I'm engaged right now in a conversation with a young black man who's telling me he was in the movie Black Panther, by the way. And he contacted me saying, Kevin, surely you're not saying that because you haven't had any racial experiences at Starbucks that it doesn't happen. And I'm going, look, man, let me tell you something. I've been told I can't use the bathroom in places. I didn't think it was racial. I know the owner of the company, the person paying the rent, and he has the prerogative of saying you can use this. But he may not have just liked the way I look. I may look like his wife's old boyfriend in college that she's still pining over, you know, still in love with him. Maybe that's the reason. But here's the thing. I don't run to black. It's his prerogative. Now, I'll tell you this. If you think somebody's racist, let's say I go into a burger joint and I go, hey, can I use your bathroom? No, you can't. Well, listen, while I'm here, can I get a burger? Sure. See, that's not racism. That's a guy saying, if you want to use my bathroom, get a burger. Now, if I get a burger and he still won't let me use his bathroom, I'm not going to say it's racist, but I'm not coming back. See, I play that clip of the black dude, the comedian, who says, I'm so glad you said something. You know, because white folks, I'm talking about leftists, white leftists have got black people so riled up over things that even the most mundane thing, the place where you should be using common sense, it's gone. Black folks, did you see what that Starbucks did, man? Look at what they did over there. No justice, no peace, no justice. Really? So of the 8,000 stores and 175,000 employees, how many have black folks had a run-in with? I don't know how often black people, I don't have the statistics of how often we go to Starbucks and how many encounters we have with baristas. You know, hey, have we been shot by any baristas? Somebody let me know, because maybe there's something I'm not aware of. But I'll tell you this, to make this your issue and to get that mad at me for saying Starbucks reserves the right to do whatever they choose. And here's what's funny. So I'm having this conversation with this young black dude and I say, hey, Michael, let me ask you a question. Is Starbucks, and I'm going to do this at an event at some point, when I'm talking about this question, I'm going to ask this very simple question. Is Starbucks in the business of making coffee and selling coffee? Yes. Or is Starbucks, because I'd like to see a show of hands, or how many people believe Starbucks is in the business of providing bathrooms for people who need them? See, the bathroom is a convenience. If Starbucks built a facility and it didn't have a bathroom, I've seen them, because they're sometimes when they're part of like a hotel, there is no bathroom in the Starbucks. Not an issue. But I'll tell you this, that very same Starbucks, no matter where it sits, will gladly, happily sell black folks coffee. Now, to me, that's the simplest way to break this down to its fundamental elements. Will those two black dudes who went into that Philadelphia coffee shop, did Starbucks go, get your black bus out of my facility? What are you doing here? Who do you think you are, colored boys? And you know, it's funny. All the issues with Starbucks, they're not happening in Mississippi. They're not happening in Georgia. They're not happening in Alabama. You know, where all these races, they're happening in L.A., they're happening in Philadelphia? Seriously? But it's racial, right? Of course it is. And this lady, you, mother, you this, I'd whoop you, you make me so mad. She's completely mad at me. By the way, for all of you who ask, Kevin, what do you go through? What is your day like when you're dealing with folks? I just gave you a snippet. Ask me if I care. Now, this crazy woman, if she could get to me, she would want to do me harm, wouldn't she? But, you know, she's not going to, I mean, it would be the last thing she'd want, her or her boyfriend, whatever. I doubt if she has a boyfriend. Did you hear that mouth? Did you hear the mouth of that woman? Phew. Don't let that touch you. That's toxic right there. But look, all I'm saying is that is a typical day in the life of a black conservative who, by the way, is nothing more than a pragmatist, a guy who's saying, look, I can tell you how I would have dealt with it. I would have said, let me ask you this. Do you have a district manager, or is there somewhere I can get to a district manager for this particular store? That's what I would have asked. I would have said, I'd be happy to leave, but I'd just like to get the district manager. And if she called the cops, I would have said to the police officers, I'm glad you're here. I've only asked for a very simple thing, officers, and I'll be happy to leave. I'd like to know the name of the district manager of the store, because I'm going to contact that person. And that would have been it. And that's exactly what I would have done. I've told this story before. I was at a Nordstrom's. I went and I bought two pair of glasses, sunglasses. Got ridiculed for them, so I took them back. Friends of mine are like, man, they look like girls' glasses. Like, okay, fine. Took them back. Take these glasses back, and put the same receipt, both pair, give them back. They said, oh, we have one, but we can't find the other. I said, I bought both of these on the same day. These are identical. Well, I can't find them. So the manager would not give me a refund on the other. I said, no problem. Give me a refund on the one, and would you please give me the name and the number of your district manager? So she did. I called. I left the message. My name's Kevin Jackson, blah, blah, blah. I had this issue. Occurred at your store. I have the receipt, yada, yada. Guy calls me back. Kevin, I'm Todd, district manager. I explained it. You know what he told me? He says, we do have that occur, Kevin. He goes, sometimes when manufacturers ship us eyeglasses, they'll ship a couple of extras, and we don't have the SKU numbers for them. They're like, you know, new ones or something. And he goes, you got a pair of those. And I said, I knew that I'd gotten them from you. I wasn't doing a bait and switch. Look at the amount of dollars I do with your store. He says, no problem. Take them back to the manager. And, oh, by the way, have her give you a gift certificate. You know, I'm going to give you, authorize a gift certificate. I wasn't looking for that, but I was like, well, I appreciate that. Because he was saying, for your inconvenience. So I went back to the manager. I said, hey, here's my receipt. I spoke to Todd, and he says, here to refund this and come get my gift certificate. And the look on her face was priceless. Like, you went around me? Yeah, I went around you. I don't need cameras. We got a lot to talk about today. Glad you're here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Radio show. Things aren't going so well for the sanctuary states. Welcome, everybody. California is in, I guess they're having this kind of a civil war. Wouldn't you call it that? I mean, a lot of people are starting to gain some traction with this non-sanctuary city nonsense and voting out these rules of Jerry Brown and so on and so forth. The municipalities are fighting back. Why aren't we helping them fight? Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. Fight. It's that simple. Everybody, California's too far gone. Really. So when the Muslims take over, you know, and they start expanding and building their mosque and stuff like that, and they start their cancer of Sharia law, etc., which is what's happening in Dearborn, Michigan, nobody thinks they're losing. Why can't Republicans get a stronghold? Republicans are all over the country. And even in California and Massachusetts and Oregon and places like that, there are many, many Republicans in all those places. They just don't know they exist. We don't have an organized way, a grid system to where you touch it once and everybody on the grid feels it. See, that's the way it should be. Information getting out, exchange, talking points made, narrative set. So we start pushing our message out. That's what the Tea Party community is meant to be. All these connection points, these synapses. And the minute something happens, boom, things start firing. DC is aware. All the major media markets, the bloggers are out there. The mainstream media is picking up our stories and talking about it from our perspective. Radio has been enlisted. Our communications plan is underway. Next thing you know, we're on Fox and CNN and MSNBC. And we're correcting the narrative over CNN and MSNBC. And we're setting the narrative at Fox. And so on and so forth. That's what should happen with every single issue that comes out. That level of orchestration. And ours wouldn't be, you know, vindictive. It's not mean-spirited. It's just an effort to get the truth out there. How about that, man? That would be awe-inspiring. Would to me. But we're not doing that. Hey, California voted this down. I want to play this clip. Let's hear that clip.
A California city voting to exempt themselves from the liberal state's open border policies.
The Los Alamitos City Council voting 4-1 to opt out of a law limiting cooperation with local law enforcement and immigration and custom enforcement.
Los Alamitos City Councilman Warren Kusumoto just cast his vote a few hours ago. He joins us live now. Thank you for joining us. So what does this mean going forward?
Well, this is our second reading of our ordinance that we passed last month. So in 30 days, it becomes effective on our municipal code. So it has the effect of a local law.
4-1, it looks like it passed pretty handily, and this is a movement that's kind of spreading there in Southern California. Now you're seeing the possibility of San Diego County, which is a really big one. That's going to make a big impact because they actually have the border with Mexico. So their opinion on this, I think, should matter a lot to the state. Do you agree?
I agree, and I really applaud the supervisors in San Diego County. And I think, in my experience, when we put this to our voters, our constituents, they get to weigh in on this one. And I believe in our city, you know, looking out for our constituents, it was, you know, clear as to what they want us to do. And I would imagine when San Diego County supervisors do the same thing, they're going to see what their voters want, which is, I think, really what the process is all about. Listen to the people and act accordingly.
What has the response been in your city?
For our residents, mm-hmm. The ones that I'm aware of, I think it was, about 2-1 that were in favor of what we're doing. I would walk the dogs and neighbors would stop by and, you know, give a thumbs up, or they would say something very positive for the most part. There are some that don't agree, and I understand their position, but, you know, this is for our city, for our constituents, for their safety.
See, here's what you learn about all of this, folks, and welcome back. It's Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Here's what you learn. You learn that if you get away from the so-called intelligentsia, the people at the very top, and you go down to the basic citizen, they get it. This, I mean, look, I know Orange County, and there's some areas that, and maybe even San Diego County. I don't know. I don't know the politics of California, but I know this. There supposedly are liberals everywhere, right? They don't want all these different things. The so-called liberals are drying up in California. They're drying up. Yeah, I mean, I'm not expecting us to start winning the electoral battles of California, but the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. And you're listening to guys saying, on the ground, people are coming to me, waving, thanking me for doing this. They're thanking him for sanity. They're thanking him for standing up to Jerry Brown and saying, look, if you want to be in the national spotlight, be in the national spotlight, but we're not going to fall for this. And they're doing something about it. So like I said, this is happening, folks, in California. This isn't happening in, you know, Tupelo, Mississippi. This is happening in a liberal enclave. You would think if somebody said to you, name me a county where you believe that they're going to be debating the sanctuary city issue and it will lose, I would have picked somewhere in Texas. I wouldn't have picked California. To me, that's one of these signs. Now, look, you have to see the map, too, of the number of cities in Southern California. They're like, blip, 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 blip. We don't want it either. It's kind of like when you see farmland and then you go out there and next thing you know, there's a gas station and then there's a little strip mall. And you say to yourself, in 5 years, I won't even recognize this place. That's what I say to you. I say to you, take that same mentality. In 5 years, you may not even recognize California. You're going to go, what? These are people that are now thinking sanely, that don't want to bring in more illegals and don't want to, you know, provide free schooling and in-state tuition and all these other things? Really? And they're going to be able to give you an answer. That's what I believe. I firmly believe that. This is not, Los Alamitos is not a huge city, but it's yet another one. And we'll track it. I mean, can you guys just make a note? Let's track it. Because I'd like to see the rate at which these cities adopt these views. And as you think about it as a wave, as these people, more and more people start to expand, this is a good thing. Look, we've never, I mean, not that I'm aware of, so I'm going to say this with the idea that it could, you know, be proven to be a little, you know, not true, because I don't know for sure. But I don't believe at any point we've challenged to make California red. I know they've got all these initiatives to make something blue. Well, they make Colorado purple, then blue. I know a lot of those initiatives exist. I'm trying to find out, when have we ever said, I'm going to do an initiative that makes California red or Massachusetts red or somewhere that is steadfastly loyal to the Democrats? Where have we done that? I can't think of a single place. So talk about a lesson, an opportunity to take what's going on in Southern California, spread it out there through common sense. Not asking, I wouldn't want to cheat you to beat you. We can win this battle doing it the right way. Even with the propaganda machine that Barack Obama authorized, we can still do this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I'm not sure I'll get the most honest answer from you for this question, so I ask you, is he running for president? Is Eric Holder running for president?
I keep asking him because I want to know if I have to quit my job and move to Iowa, so I don't know.
If he will promise to be my press secretary, I might consider it.
You are considering it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it, but I've not made any determinations. I'm focusing on the work I'm doing with the National Democratic Redistricting Committee trying to deal with gerrymandering.
With gerrymandering! Welcome back. It reminds me of that scene in, was it My Cousin Vinny? But the lawyer comes up, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. what a classic scene. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're talking to here. Listening to. I know the difference between talking and listening. Glad you guys are here. Eric Holder, the optimist that believes. I'm considering it. Really? Hey, Eric, let me give you something to consider. Prison. Prison colors, your prison inmate, your cover story, how to keep your account full enough with money so you can avoid the booty bandits. I don't know what he's thinking about. This dude is the definition of an optimist. I mean, I tweeted when I heard this, Eric Holder has as much chance of being president as Stormy Daniels of being first lady. You understand what I'm saying? It ain't gonna happen. Two chances. Slim and none. A snowball's chance in AT double crooked socks up in here. He has no chance of being president of the United States. Wow. The hubris of a dude. Eric Holder will be lucky to stay out of prison. You know, it's funny. I watch these guys. I want you to just consider for 1 second. One of two things is going on. These guys either are completely delusional, which is scary, or they actually believe themselves to be above the law. That they've instituted enough things to where there is nothing you can do to me. I'm talking about a career criminal, Eric Holder, a dude who took hostages as a youth by gunpoint at a college where he attended. And he can become the Attorney General of the United States and commit heinous crimes against the American people. And still believe himself to be worthy of being president of the United States. Either delusional or sick with power, drunk with power. Isn't that what they say, drunk with power? You'd have to be drunk with power to believe such a thing. Wow. And you wonder why Comey, I got to say, it was a funny thing to watch him on The View last week. And they learned of this indictment about him. Yeah, did you see that? 11 House Republicans asked for an investigation into him and many others. What did I tell you, people? I told you when the straw breaks the camel's back, it's going to break it for everybody. I told you it's going to be another domino. I don't know where it's going to come. Now, look, 11 congressmen are asking for this. It may be a formality, but think about what, think about this. The Republicans have finally said to themselves, we got to take action. What emboldened them to do this? Could they have done this 2 years ago? Would they? They certainly had ample opportunity in some cases on this. I'm not talking about all of it. But, okay, even a year ago, would they have done it? What's changed to where these guys have finally grown up there and decided that they're going to do something? Let's play the clip.
A group of 11 Republican lawmakers have written a letter to Attorney General Jeff Sessions urging yet another criminal investigation in Washington and outlining a long list of allegations, including bias against President Trump. On top of the claims made against Hillary Clinton and James Comey, the letter points fingers at ex-Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe, former Attorney General Loretta Lynch, and former Acting Attorney General Sally Yates. For more on this developing story, let's bring in Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge, live from Washington. And I've got my phone. I've been going through all of these letters, and now the latest of them. There's a lot of material here.
That's right. There's been a lot of action this morning, Harris. And according to this new letter from 11 House Republicans to the Attorney General, FBI Director, and the U.S. Attorney who is handling requests for records for Congress, they're asking for a criminal investigation of at least five key players in the Clinton email and Russia investigations. On the former FBI Director James Comey, the lawmakers focus on his statements about recommending against criminal charges in the Clinton email case and his testimony about the decision. They allege there may be violations of federal statutes on lying and perjury. The allegations against Hillary Clinton relate to the funding of political opposition research that formed the basis of the Trump dossier. The lawmakers allege that payments to the firm Fusion GPS may constitute violations of election law and campaign contributions by foreign nationals. On former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, who was fired for lying about his role in a media leak about the Clinton Foundation, lawmakers allege possible violations on statutes about lying, perjury, as well as obstruction of justice. On FBI agent Peter Strzok and FBI lawyer Lisa Page, both removed by special counsel Robert Mueller from the Russia case after allegations of political bias, lawmakers question whether their actions that allegedly minimized the mishandling of classified information by Clinton and her team amount to obstruction and misleading statements by federal officers. This morning on ABC, Comey was asked about the letter, and he said he was not concerned about any legal exposure.
I know I'm doing a lot of shrugging today, but I haven't read it. I don't know what to make of it. It seems they've been saying that stuff since the Clinton email investigation. A whole lot of that's already being looked at by the Inspector General at the Department of Justice, which is a very good thing. And I don't have any other reaction.
So there you have it. All the different allegations, a lot of action. Criminal investigation, folks, is spinning back on the Democrats. Facing them now. And I told you, I said, as it winds down, when they finally have absolutely nothing on Donald Trump, and they've been there, but now they're having to admit it. Mueller is starting to be ridiculed. The idea of Mueller is funny. Trump's like, they've been talking about me firing him for months. I haven't fired him. They're still there. He's allowing them to spin on himself, and Mueller's finally beginning to see he's becoming a caricature of what he supposedly represents. So is Comey. Comey found this out, that 11 congressman indictment. He found this out while sitting on The View and tried to play it off. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it means. I mean, what it means. I don't know what it means. He knows exactly what it means. It means he better sell a lot of books because he's going to need it. That's what it means. Every time I think about these guys and what they believe they could get over on us, I get offended. I'm offended that the people that work for us, put it in terms of you have a, say, a sandwich shop, and you find out that the people that you've hired to run the sandwich shop, your representatives, are walking out the back door with all of your vegetables and your meats, and, you know, they're even buying kitchen equipment for their homes, and they're doing entertainment at their homes for family and friends with your stuff. And when you discover it, they lie. Then when you say, well, is this you on videotape? Have you seen that show? What's it called? The not Bar Rescue, because Tapper's a friend of mine. It was another one where people would be like, my restaurant's losing money. What's going on? They bring this guy in, and he set up this elaborate surveillance system. And he found out that the cashiers are stealing from the till. The bartenders are mixing drinks way too heavy for their friends. They're pocketing money. They're inviting their friends in for free drinks. They're stealing his booze. And he wonders how he's not making money. This is our government. Our government is you're watching guys walk across the parking lot with prime rib and putting it into a cooler in their car. You're watching them bring cases of liquor out to the back door. You're watching them cut deals with the seafood dude. You're watching all your staffers give out cards and things saying, I'm leaving in 2 weeks. Come up to my restaurant that I'm opening with the goods that I've stolen from this dude. And on and on and on. And you're going, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. This is what we're doing. This is what's happening. And we witnessed this. And when we find it out and we tell these guys, we got proof, even though you did everything to cover it up, we have proof, they're mad at you. Ever seen that show? When they confront the person who's doing all this stuff, you know what the person does? So what are you doing surveilling me? Why do you have people watching me? They're indignant. How dare you watch me commit all these crimes? And then they say things like, well, look, if you'd only paid me a little bit more, I would have had to resort to this. Or they come up with some other lame excuse, like, you know, look, I mean, I'm sorry it had to happen like this, but I mean, man, you're never here. That's the kind of crap they say. I swear, watch Hollywood. They're telling you what's going on. They don't even realize they're telling you. It's a scam, folks. And Eric Holder, to even think that he could be considered for president is a joke that the media is trying to tell you. So what, he stole? So what, you got him on camera doing all this stuff? Who are you? Why didn't you show up? Why weren't you here? They're looking at every excuse in the book for you. Not blaming him.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You are a disgrace to the black people. You have a white wife, most likely, sucking your penis because you are a disgrace. You have a low IQ. You have low self-esteem to the point that you have to go on Fox in front of the white people and show that you are a nigga. Because that's what you are, a nigga. N-I-G-G-A, period. Because that's what niggas do when they sell out to the white man. You get.
Ah, more love. More love. You guys asked me. Look, my producers, y'all been talking about we should play these, and that's what we're doing. People need to understand. Look, for the people that are out there that go, that are always like, Kevin, what can I do to help? What can I do to help? Let me tell you what you can do to help. You can contribute. Because let me tell you something. I ain't making any friends. I'm not making any friends. Black folks, there are many black folks that get so angry. I don't know You know, there's certainly many of them that have converted, that have said, Kevin, I'm with you now, bro. You made a believer out of me. There's a lot of them that would do me harm in a New York minute. I don't have bodyguards. And even if I could afford them, I still wouldn't have them. But when you want to know, what do we have to do? This is what you have to do. You have to make sure that this voice stays out there. Because let me tell you something. All these suckers that want to call and go, Kevin, you did it. Let me tell you, nothing is going to faze me. Nothing. See, it's easy for that woman to sit there, those ladies I play too, to sit down behind their phones and talk some smack. Notice their men didn't call. Oh, you want to know why? They don't have them. They don't even have men. Their men didn't call. And even if they did have men, they wouldn't call. And let me tell you something. If they had men and those men were to confront me, they would keep their mouths shut. You know who would do all the yapping? Their women.
Blah, 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 blah. You and that, blah, blah.
Whatever. And I'd sit there and go, yeah, you know, y'all, you'll stand behind your girly man right there and do all the talking. But you know what he's not going to do? He's not going to come over here and step and say a single word to me. Number one, because he knows I'm right. Number two, because he knows he's with you and he's probably contemplating leaving. And number three, he knows he'll get hurt. It's really that simple. So they just yap, yap, yap. This is what you put up with. This is the group of people who are educating youngsters behind, you know, they got their cheerins, right? They got their little cheerins that they're educating to hate white people. How many times, white people, you probably got a white wife. You got a white this. We got to white this. And doesn't even think for 1 second she's a racist. None of them. They don't. And then ends it by calling me a maggot, except with the F. I bleeped it out. But that's what she was saying. So the very people who tell you, oh, we can't kumbaya. I wonder if the LGBT community understands that black people, when they decide they're going to get mad, that they use expletives against them. What if every time the LGBT got mad, they said, screw all them. What would happen then? By the way, many within the LGBT community, that's exactly how they feel. Many within the so-called progressive movement, when they talk about the black people that they claim to represent, I promise you, they use the N-word more than any Southerner in the 1940s ever did. Don't believe them for a second. They'll tell you things like, I can't stand that word. I hate that word. Yeah, right. Get them mad. Find out. Don't even start. Don't even start with me. Comey's on his final tour. I'm telling you, bad news for him. He's on his. I think this is when he knows he's going to be going to prison. And he said he was surprised that Trump fired him. He was on Stephen Colbert. He's making the late night, you know, progressive circuit. He said that he thought that investigating President Trump made him untouchable. I was quite surprised. Comey said, because I thought, I'm leading the Russia investigation. Even though our relationship was becoming strained, there was no way I was going to get fired or whacked. Colbert had been joking with him that Trump is like a mob boss. So Comey used the reference that he got whacked. Why wouldn't you get fired, Colbert pressed? Because that would be a crazy thing to do, Comey said. Why would you fire the FBI director who's leading the Russia investigation? Because he's a crook and he's corrupt? Do you think Colbert followed up with that? Because, well, James Comey, lots of evidence has been unearthed that you seem to be favoring Hillary Clinton, that you were making calculated moves based on things as specious as poll numbers, and you thought it wasn't going to impact Hillary as much as maybe it did, and nah, nah, nah. Really, is that the way the FBI is supposed to do justice that's blind? This one, the guy writes this in the American Thinker. He says, despite the lofty title of higher loyalty, truth lies in leadership, finds James Comey at the pettiest, smuggest, and most sanctimonious, bitterest, and most pandering. Comey feeds the rubes exactly what they paid the carnival sideshow barker at the front of the Barnes & Noble to hear. P-tape. The jokes about small hands, the comparisons of Trumpism to a mob boss, and enough Obama worship to fill a week's worth of Rachel Maddow. where Comey could have shined, clarifying historical events for the Bush-Obama eras, shedding real light on the FBI's interplay with the Clinton campaign, verifying or denouncing parts of the Russiagate narrative. He stops purposely short. A higher loyalty is a quick grab at the money, something that in the old days would have been a pay-per-view cable or tucked away inside a second-tier men's magazine. Comey tells us Trump is obsessed with the P-tape, desperate for the FBI to investigate to exonerate. "I'm a germaphobe," Comey quotes Trump, emphasizing that the president claimed he only used the Russian hotel to change clothes. The then FBI director was apparently noncommittal to his boss, but in his book, safely removed from the president by a year and the publishing process, he writes, "I decided not to tell him. The activity alleged did not seem to require either an overnight stay or even being in proximity to the participants. In fact, though I didn't know for sure, I imagined the presidential suite of the Ritz-Carlton in Moscow was large enough for a germaphobe to be at a safe distance from the activity." Really? Wow. What poetic masterpiece this man has written. The guy writes this, he says, "Classy. And it sets the tone for the two men's encounter over loyalty pledges. Mike Flynn and all things Russia. Trump says something neatly packaged and impeachment worthy, conveniently only in the conversation he and Comey were privy to. Comey, rather than seek clarification, assumes the worst, keeps his thoughts to himself, but remembers to document every word in writing. Comey is presented so that he appears as everything that Trump isn't. It's my word against his, and you know who to believe might as well have been the title of the book." Wow. And by the way, folks, scathing condemnation from Rolling Stone and the Washington Post and many others that said this, it's fruit-filled fluffle. I mean, it's horrible. But he's got to make the rounds, and he's making the soft rounds. But did you see, excuse me, Laura Loomer confronted him at a book signing. By the way, we are going to be confronting Comey at all his book signings, the Tea Party community. But she confronted him. "You're a liar. Why didn't you put this in there?" She starts asking questions that needed to be answered. And Comey just kind of, well, you know, and the people were like, "Boo, get him out, get her out of here, get her out of here." They don't even know who she is, but they want her out because it's messing with Comey's groove. They want him to Comey. "Give me some Comey, baby." I find, man, this is just amazing. To me, I love this article, though, because it just puts it in such, you know, I mean, it just puts it in the right light. Says that you were expecting insight? "Trump never laughs," Comey writes, a clear tell that he harbors deep insecurity and inability to be vulnerable or to risk himself by appreciating the humor of others. Comey describes Trump as shorter than he'd expected with a too long tie. I don't know, Trump's what, like 6'2"? Really? Isn't everybody pretty much shorter than you would have expected? How tall did he expect the man to be? 6'3"? 6'4"? It's not like he's little. Not like he's a midget. Golly. And he says the eyes, by the way, are expressionless. Oh, like a serial killer or something, Comey? The hands, he says, were smaller than mine. Well, okay, you know, green giant. How big? The dude is 6'8".
I'm shocked to see that his shoe size was smaller than mine. My size 18s.
He says, says, "Brother, just represent, I'm bigger man. I'm a bigger man than the president." That's what this guy writes. But he says the Clintons are always in the background. Comey teases that there is a classified but unverified info on Loretta Lynch that casts serious doubt on the attorney general's independence in connection with the Clinton investigation. That's the only thing I've read of this dribble that I actually believe.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.